All Arizona Daily Download. Download
the top five local stories of the day.
Now. Five.
Another Mesa PD video makes the rounds.
Yeah, I mean, it's too bad that we have to do this again, because it seems like we're second-guessing the police every time a video of an arrest or a shooting is released. So, this is in Mesa. We've gone over a couple different videos from Mesa. This time, police pulled the car over, and they asked the people in the car, get out of the car, please. And you had a guy who was then searched. Bags of cocaine were found in his sock, and then all heck kind of broke loose. This guy ignored orders from officers to stop resisting. He was pushing, shoving the officers, and he gets a press conference. This guy spoke at a press conference, the suspect. This is the bad guy, not the good guy, not the police. The police are the good guys. So here's Jose Condi.
I was searched. I was thrown to the ground. I was heaped into a wall. I was tased. I was punched over and over by multiple cops. I was gouged in the eye. And I was hit in the head with a massive police flashlight.
That's because you were resisting arrest. That's because you were found with drugs on you. That's because you have a history of criminal activity. Drugs, gun crimes. This is a bad guy, and he gets his own press conference today, Lloyd. That's pathetic.
He was told repeatedly to stop moving in the cop car, and yet he kept reaching under the seat multiple times.
Right. So Mesa PD has to go through another controversial video.
Four.
Flake's gun views have shifted.
I thought this was pretty interesting. United States Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona. I think it's been a year since one of his colleagues got shot. Remember the congressional baseball practice last year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Flake was on the field. Flake actually helped House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana, who was suffering from life-threatening injuries after getting, you know, shot. Flake says his gun views have shifted. How have they shifted?
Well, obviously he was there on that awful day when, you know, Steve Scalise was shot, and he says that it moved him. He now supports restrictions on high-capacity magazines, for instance, but he says that hasn't come up yet in debate.
Nothing ever comes up in debate. These guys never debate anything. Or they just, you know what? You know what? Is a debate between one side and another side?
Typically, yes.
Okay, yeah, they don't debate. What they do is lecture. What they do is, let's say Jeff Flake goes on the Senate floor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he speaks. The other side doesn't listen. So how can you have a debate if you don't listen? When there's a Democratic representative in the Senate that goes up in front and speaks, the Republicans don't listen.
They just pontificate.
Yeah. There's no debating in the Senate. There's no debating in the House. These guys and gals just don't listen to each other. You got to at least listen. And now Jeff Flake says, my gun views have shifted.
Three.
That number three story on the All Arizona Daily Download. There aren't enough white kids to go around.
Well, that's what Arizona State Representative David Stringer said. Oh, we talked about this yesterday. There's an actual Arizona legislator that says, you know, we don't have enough white kids around in these schools. The black people are the problem, right? Oh, the Hispanics. There are too many of them. I mean, that's really what this guy is saying. And he said, and I quote, there aren't enough white kids to go around. Lloyd, did he send a statement out? I guess I heard he did, but I'm sure it's not an apology, because racists don't apologize. Racists are racist because they feel racist. They don't like anybody that's not like themselves.
He did send a statement out.
Okay.
He basically said,
I'm sorry.
No,
of course not.
No, he said his opponents are taking like a minute out of a 16-minute speech and trying to make a big deal out of it. And if you want to hear him, you need to show up to one of his speeches for yourself.
No, thank you.
And he essentially doubled down on his comments, in my opinion.
So he feels that legal immigration is changing the face of the United States in a bad way. He wants more white people. He also voted to keep that pervert Don Shooter in office. Like, Shooter got like three votes, and this dope was one of them.
Two.
Vaccines are becoming optional.
Yeah, in Phoenix at least, the Phoenix area is one of the hot spots around the country, topping a list of places where over 400 kindergarten-age kids aren't vaccinated, according to a study. In Maricopa County, there were almost 3,000 kindergarten kids who had non-medical exemptions to vaccinations last school year.
Lloyd, these parents, okay, might as well just put their kids out by the pool and leave. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
I understand it if you have a medical exemption. That means, hey, there's a medical reason. There could be something in the vaccine that could harm my child medically.
We're talking about parents who don't understand that vaccines are probably the greatest invention in mankind. And they don't want to get their children vaccinated. You're just asking for your kid to die. You are just asking for it. I don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense to me. These are parents who have not done their research, or they've gotten a hold of some bad research, because you should get your kids vaccinated. And if you don't, well, I just don't get it.
Well, if you don't, your kid could get the measles.
Your kid could die.
Your kid could get the mumps. Who knows?
One.
McCain on North Korea.
Senator McCain issued a statement on North Korea today. Starts off, suspending U.S.-South Korea joint military exercises is a mistake. So you can tell right from there, he is taking issue with the approach President Trump took. Now, he does say that he continues to hope that the president will be successful with his diplomatic efforts. But the president obviously is, suspending, calling off those war games that were going on in Korea. And Senator McCain says that's a bad move.
McCain also goes on to say this, and be very careful when you're listening to this. He also said making unnecessary confessions is not in our interests, and it is a bad negotiating tactic. That hits Trump right in the gut, right in the belly. Trump loves to negotiate. Trump thinks he's the greatest negotiator of all time, and McCain is taking issue with Trump's negotiation tactics. That is, both men know where to hit each other. And McCain has hit Trump where it hurts, saying it's bad negotiation tactics. These guys have never liked each other. From the very start, when Trump was running for president, McCain ripped Trump, Trump ripped McCain, and it's gone on from then. So at least we know where Senator John McCain stands on North Korea. He's for the peace process, but he thinks some of the negotiating stuff is bad.
The All Arizona Daily Download, the top five local stories of the day with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Brought to you by Inspire Sleep. If CPAP isn't working for you, learn about Inspire, a revolutionary treatment for sleep apnea with no mask, no hose, and no noise. Visit InspireSleep.com today.
All right, coming up next is Trump taking a page from Joe Arpaio by setting up tent cities around the U.S. Talk about it in a second.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, Lloyd is in for Mac. Hello, Lloyd.
Hello, Gatos.
Talked to Mac a little bit today. He got back from a little vacation, got a little bug, and he's got a little stomach bug.
Oh, no.
So hopefully tomorrow, and we'll see how that goes.
You're stuck with me until then.
Lloyd, I'm never stuck with you. I love you, Lloyd. This has been fun. This has been fun. So we'll take you all the way until 6 o'clock today, as always. We're going to talk at 3 o'clock. You know, we've got another video out of Mesa. I am so sick of these videos. And here's another video where the Mesa police didn't do anything wrong. I don't think the other two were bad either.
You said this the other day. You said, are we going to have a video every day?
It's
and
ridiculous.
It's been just about every single day where there has been a video from some police department in Arizona that is getting scrutinized.
Yeah, we'll talk about it at 3 o'clock and explain the video and why this why it's not bad. There's nothing wrong with this video. Okay, but first, is the president taking a page from the former sheriff of Maricopa County, Joe Arpaio?
He's wearing pink underwear now?
No. Trump, is he going to set up tent cities around the United States?
Hmm.
It's this is weird. I know it sounds. Why would he have to do this? What does he want to? Well, the Trump administration is looking for sites for a tent city, or several tent cities. They need to find places to keep undocumented immigrants, and we're talking mostly about children. We have had, what was the Yuma story yesterday, Lloyd?
It was like 1,600.
It was
130% spike in unaccompanied minors.
Oh, in the area of Yuma over the border, and their children.
Yeah, not families.
Right, coming
over.
Right.
Unaccompanied minors.
So we know what's happening with the Trump policy. The new Trump policy basically is this. If a family sneaks over, we're going to separate the children from their parents. Now, the day that we heard about that, it was horrible. That is not what we do here in America. There are not many people who actually like this idea except Jeff Sessions. To be honest, I really don't know if the president likes this idea. I mean, publicly, you know, he's saying,
I don't like the children being separated from the parents. I don't like it. I hate it. But that's a Democrat bill that we're enforcing. We can change it in one day. All they have to do is come and see us.
I don't think it's necessarily the Democrats need to come see the president. I mean, if the president wanted to fix it, you know, he could start something here. He could get the ball rolling. He's not getting the ball rolling, which tells me and worries me. Maybe he thinks it is a good deterrent to separate the children from the parents. Your word gets out. Hey, if you're somewhere else, you're trying to come to the United States, you're bringing a kid, we're separating you guys. We're separating you from your children. It could be up to a year. So now we're finding out that the administration wants to look at tent cities. They're looking at three sites in Texas. Maybe Arizona becomes one. Hopefully not. I don't want to see another tent city here in Arizona. But it looks like they need places to keep these kids.
They not it looks. I mean, they do.
They need places to keep these kids.
Because they're continuing to come over. You mentioned the Yuma story. Record numbers of unaccompanied kids coming over without their parents. And then the U.S. has the policy as well that separates the kids from their parents.
All right. What about the places they're putting the children currently? So we know that the Trump administration is looking for more space. He wants to find a place to house the children who are coming here, the unaccompanied minors. Are tent cities a possibility? I guess so. But there's a very interesting story about where we're keeping some of these children. It's basically a Walmart. It's a former Walmart building that's now a shelter for about 1,500 migrant children.
Yeah, 1,500 boys.
And I just worry about, I don't know what this place looks like. I worry because, you know, in Nogales, we had a place that we were keeping the kids a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It looked quite uncomfortable.
Cement floors.
There were some cages. It looks like a cage. And I hope that's not...
like a big warehouse, basically.
With some cages up and you got a pillow. Yeah. So what does this place look like?
There are almost 1,500 boys between the ages of 10 and 17 years old that are going to sleep in there tonight. At 9 o'clock, the lights go out.
Well, the first thing I like that they have all the boys in one place.
Age 10 to 17.
Good. There shouldn't be any women there. There shouldn't be any girls there. We should put the boys there, and they should only be around other boys. That is a smart thing. But is this place a decent place to lie your head?
Well, we talked about, you know, cement floors, cages. Some people say this is basically prison.
It's essentially a prison or a jail without cages or cells for these young boys. The majority of them.
It can't be a jail if there's no bars or cages. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Play it again.
All right.
It's essentially a prison or a jail without cages or cells for these young boys. The majority of them who arrived in America as unaccompanied minors, they crossed on their own. But an increasing number, as you know, and have been reporting on, are being separated from their parents because of the zero tolerance policy from the Trump administration.
All right.
So I think that depends how you want to classify, you know, prison. I mean, is simply a cement floor? Does that make it like a prison? Not a lot of prisons have carpet, but I would describe these as warehouses more than anything.
I think they're probably fine. I wouldn't want to stay there. I mean, I'm just being honest. But again, when you have somebody that's sneaking in from another country, you can't set them up at the Four Seasons.
No, it's
so you
got to
set them up somewhere where there is at least three square meals. The main thing there also is keeping them safe. And I think that this probably is a safe place. It's not ideal. But again, you know, we can't put them in some suite, you know, in Texas.
it's important to think about standards here. And, well, you wouldn't want to stay there, and I wouldn't want to stay there, and I don't know anyone who would want to stay there. Is this better, and is it safer than where they came from?
Oh, well, they're not really free, and maybe they weren't free where they came from, or, you know, they had to run from gangs or, you know, bullets or drugs, but this is no way to live. I mean,
No, I don't like it, but at the same point, I would not liken this to a prison. It's not desirable by any means,
right?
But it's safe.
I agree. I think it's safe. They're getting food. They're getting medical treatment. But it's certainly not all that comfortable, but it's safe, and that's all we can really do. The tent cities, man, I do not want to see a bunch of tent cities pop up around Texas and Arizona. I know that these new children need housing.
Yeah, didn't Becky Lynn just say like 108 degrees out today?
Yeah.
I mean, you certainly do not want to be, you know, any place that does not have a good air conditioner.
So, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan.
We don't want kids to be separated from their parents. I think I just made that really clear. And we believe because of the court ruling, this will require legislative change.
All right. So if it requires legislative change to separate parents from children at the border, Paul Ryan says let's do it. Donald Trump said, let's do it. You hear the Democrats saying how much they hate this idea of parents and children being separated at the border. So here's the thing. They're all on the same page, and they can't get anything done. They all say, at least in public, oh, this is awful. This is terrible. We can actually make a legislative change. But they don't.
We've hit this point where it's more about making the other side look bad and feel shame than doing the right thing.
Trump says he doesn't like it.
Right.
Paul Ryan says he doesn't like
it. That's right.
Nancy Pelosi says this is barbaric. This is not who America is.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the policy of the Trump administration. Well,
but if if they work together,
well,
though,
then do something.
Yeah.
Right. Right. They agree. And they can't figure out how to put make a legislative change.
Blame the other side. That's much easier.
They're so shocked that they agree. They don't know what to do.
No, they just want to make the other side look bad. They want to blame them for this, yeah, as opposed to realizing that they agree, coming to the table, and fixing it.
It's amazing. It is such a bad policy. It's such a bad policy. These children are going to be, you know, put through a lot of trauma being separated from their parents in a country they don't know, with a language they don't understand.
And what was the story last week? One mother said it took how many months?
8 months to see her teenager. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, they got to fix this. But I think behind closed doors, maybe they really don't want to. Maybe this is what they want. And that's why behind closed doors, they're really not doing anything. Coming up next, Target. Well, I do love Target. Target stereotypes black families.
Well,
yes.
What?
With.
So you're saying I love that,
no,
too?
No, you're against that.
Okay.
Target stereotypes black families with an insensitive Father's Day card, and we'll tell you about this big screw-up next.
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
All right, Mac and Gatos, LB, Lloyd Banks is in the big chair today. Talked to Mac a little bit earlier.
I stand.
The audience doesn't care, Lloyd. Just
well,
go along
just
with what
you just
got
to be accurate. I'm not in the big chair. I'm standing. You're in the big chair.
Becky Lynn, why does he have to fight with me on everything?
Oh, just because you're there.
Oh, okay.
And it's fun. It is fun to fight with you, Gatos.
Hello, Gatos.
Hello, Lloyd. We're going to get into a little bit later. Who's this racist?
David Stringer.
And he's an Arizona legislator. We talked about him yesterday. He thinks there needs to be more white kids in school.
Might not be an Arizona legislator for long.
Becky Lynn, what did you say?
They're calling for his resignation, the Arizona Republican Party.
And is Ducey backing it? Do we know that yet?
I don't know that yet.
All right, we're working on that part of the story. So
I see an email from his spokesman, Daniel Scarpinato, saying that Governor Ducey agrees.
Good.
With the chairman of the Arizona Republican Party.
This is going to be big. This could be the second guy that is booted from the Arizona legislature. We had one guy, Shooter, because he couldn't keep his hands to himself and he couldn't keep his mouth clean.
And he
was hitting on all these women, 9 cases of sexual harassment.
What did you say earlier about the tie between Shooter and Stringer?
The tie between Shooter and Representative Stringer is Stringer voted to keep Shooter in office. Remember they had the big vote?
Go figure.
Everybody said Shooter needs to go. This loser Stringer says, let's keep him. So you know what kind of guy he is right there. This is a story we're working on, and amazing that another Arizona legislator could get fired, could get booted, could get voted out, and they're both Republicans.
Or could just resign, yeah.
Or he could resign. I hope he just resigns. Let's get it over with. All right, we'll have more on that story. Our news team is working on it. That is a major deal. Wow, that is big. All right, Father's Day right around the corner. Lloyd, I like Father's Day, obviously, now.
You are a dad.
I'm a proud stepdad, and, you know, I never ask for anything from the kids. I don't expect anything from the kids, but they always do something for me on Saturday.
It's very nice of them.
I think it's really very – it's amazing. It's very nice. Then they're with their father on Sunday, which is the way it should be, and I'm glad that they carve out some time for me on a Saturday. It makes me feel good. I'm just going to be honest. It really does.
I don't carve out any time for you on Saturday.
No, you don't.
That's very generous.
Because I'm not your dad, Lloyd. All right. So part of, you know, Father's Day, let's go buy a card. Let's buy a card for dear old dad, right? I bought a card for my old man, sent it out. You know, we got a problem at Target. Father's Day is Sunday. So people are looking to get a gift or a card, and Target had a card.
How tough is it to put Happy Father's Day on a card?
Target had a card.
Mm-hmm.
People did not like it. Do you want to explain what's on the card, or do you want me to do it?
Well, the inside of the card is fine.
Okay, what's the inside of the card used the words husband and father and included a Happy Father's Day greeting.
Mm-hmm.
On the outside of the card,
two words: baby daddy.
And a picture of what?
A African-American couple.
Oh.
The card in the Father's Day section has a picture of a black couple kissing on the front, and in big letters, it doesn't say Happy Father's Day or World's Best Dad. It says baby daddy. Reaction on Twitter was harsh. Many shoppers using the hashtag, really? One person wrote, this was the only Father's Day card that featured a black couple. Target apologized to anyone offended. Card maker American Greetings said it was, quote, intended to be a playful husband card, but we have notified the product team that it missed the mark.
All right. It was intended to be a playful husband card.
Missed the mark, Target. See what they did there.
I saw it. I ignored it because it was terrible. Mm-hmm. The definition of a baby daddy is basically you're the biological father, but you are not married or in a long-term relationship with a mother. That's what the definition of a baby daddy is. And what this card insinuates, having a black couple on the cover, and then baby daddy, it insinuates that all black men don't take care of their children. They're not always there for their child. They are a baby daddy, but they are not a father to the child.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not they show up for birthdays, or they show up for, you know, regular time with the child, or they pay child support.
Played a role in conceiving the child, not necessarily in raising the child.
Can I make a... make a statement quickly, Lloyd?
Of course.
When I heard about this, I thought it was hilarious. And then I found out there were black people on the cover.
Oh, why did you think it was hilarious?
I just thought it was funny. I thought, before I found out that there were, because this, you can, obviously, you can say, oh, well, the stereotype of an African-American man is, well, he doesn't take care of his family. He doesn't show up. He's not married to the mother. Mm-hmm. That's a stereotype. Now, I know that a lot of black families are without fathers. I mean, we know that. That is true. I don't know what the numbers are, but it's also a stereotype. So
the cards,
when I heard it, and I was like, I didn't know that there was like a picture of black people on it or a picture of white people. I just thought it was funny. Baby daddy. I just thought that was kind of funny. And then I found out, oh, it featured a black couple. How stupid are people? How stupid are people for making a card like this?
Very. They are very stupid. Do you remember... some months ago, there was the H&M story.
I don't remember it. What was it?
There was a little African-American boy,
okay,
who was wearing a sweater.
Oh, a sweatshirt.
It was like a hoodie, and the hoodie said, coolest monkey in the jungle.
Right.
Now, if a white kid's wearing that or a Hispanic kid is wearing that, probably no problem.
Right.
But because it was a little black boy,
right,
who happened to be wearing the hoodie,
yeah,
I mean, bad look for H&M to do that.
Yeah, and I don't know, you know, if they do it on purpose to get reaction, if they think that anything that gets out there and gets, you know, Twitter talking or something like that is good, I don't know. But I think H&M apologized. Target now had to apologize. Some people say, well, baby daddy's not a term of endearment. It's an insult to black fathers and a slap in the face to the African-American community as a whole. That was what some people were certainly saying.
I didn't realize it was a racist term, though. I mean, to me, I've heard baby daddy with when I think baby daddy,
mm-hmm.
I simply think that the term is associated oftentimes with just kind of low class, not any particular race,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, just
in terms of economy, of economic status.
Yes, that just, or that, you know, like it's a dad who is somewhat absent. It doesn't have anything to do with race.
It's also become like a slang term that a lot of people use just for like, you know, a mom, a woman might say that to their husband just as a joke. Oh, we're married. You're my baby daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And they have children. But if you look up the definition, it is a biological father who's not married or in a long-term relationship with the mother.
But not necessarily anything in there about race.
And then when you put, you know, black people kissing on it, well, then, you know, there's an undertone there.
That they're trying to disparage
Correct.
Black people.
Correct. Way to go, Target. You going to not go to Target anymore, Lloyd?
I'm gonna boycott for at least the next few weeks.
All right. Coming up next, why are Canadians canceling their vacations to America?
Hey?
Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Coming up in about 13 minutes or so, we got another controversial video from the Mesa Police, and I'm scratching my head saying, why are people saying this is controversial?
Just wait till tomorrow. There'll probably be another one,
yeah. And then I'll probably say they didn't do anything wrong. Listen, sometimes police officers make mistakes. But I think the Mesa Police Department is getting a really bad rap here lately. We're going to go over that at 3. Lloyd, are Canadians a bunch of whiners?
What are you talking about, eh?
No, don't do that. I don't like the A thing.
I'm from near Canada,
No,
though.
You're not.
Yes, I am.
I thought you were from Tucson.
What?
All right.
No.
Canadians are boycotting U.S. products. Canadians are canceling vacations to America. You know, we've got a lot of Canadians that come to the Valley. Aren't they the only people that ever go to a Coyotes game?
You know when they come here, though? That's terrible.
Well, that's what I thought. Go Oilers. I don't know.
They
buy houses here.
Canadians will, yes, come here on vacation
right.
in like October or November when it's below 100 degrees.
Okay.
Canadians are not flocking to the Valley when it's 108 degrees out.
But now they're boycotting products made in the U.S. They're not coming to America. That means they're not coming to Phoenix. And I don't know, they have houses here that they bought. So what's the deal? Oh, that's right. That's right. They're upset with President Trump. Get on the list. You know, Trump and the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, they're caught in a trade war. And Trump say the other day, hey, didn't you guys burn down the White House?
In the War of 1812.
No, that was the British, but I think, not a joke, Trump actually said to Justin, you know, that's what he said.
There is an Ottawa guy out there who posted a Trump-free grocery cart
mm-hmm.
full of products from Canada or supposedly other countries with strong leadership.
Wrong.
Is how he put it.
Wrong. Vacationers said they would be staying in Canada instead of booking trips to the United States.
Mm.
One Twitter user called on patriotic Americans to schedule vacations in Canada and increase their purchases of Canadian goods. Listen, I know that our president is a pill, okay? He is tough to get along with. He's not normal. I get it. He's unconventional. And I know that he's better friends with Kim Jong-un than Justin Trudeau and how weird that is. I totally get it. But still, the Canadians are our friends. They're always going to be our friends. Trump could, you know, argue with them and talk about tariffs and talk about trade, but they're still friends. So I would tell the Canadian people, get over it. I'm really surprised that people would actually change their vacation plans, lose money, and boycott America just because Trump got in a tiff with their prime minister.
Well, but
you don't have to come to America. Let's say you're in a different country. You don't want to come to America because you hate the president. Fine. That's fine. You know, there'll be a new president one of these days. You can come back. You can do whatever you want.
Supposedly,
but I find this really silly.
They're also avoiding stores like Walmart, Starbucks, and McDonald's, though, too.
Yeah, for how long? For how long?
Well, and how many Canadians?
Yeah, I mean, this is silly.
McDonald's is not just popular in America.
It's all over the world.
All over the place.
Right, right. So Canadians boycotting the United States, I don't think it's going to go very far. I don't think it's going to go very far at all. I think it's one of those things where, you know, they're just kind of mad right now. They are a little bit butthurt. And they're like, okay, you know what? I won't go to an American company to buy a pencil. Well, good for you. Coming up next, another controversial video of Mesa police. It's been released. Why this one's different from all the others, we'll talk about it next.